Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 10. Brussels opens the door to US-style product placement in TV programs. American-style product placement, or stealth advertising, took a big step closer to Europe's television screens when formal proposals were tabled to allow its use in broadcasting. If the plans are approved, a new and more subtle form of advertising, in which filmmakers are paid to feature specific products, could become a common feature in almost all programmes on commercial terrestrial TV. Yesterday's proposal from the European Commission is part of a package of revisions to broadcasting rules that would scrap a daily cap on time devoted to advertisements, as well as some rules on space between commercial breaks. In the United States, product placement is already common, growing at a rate of 21% a year between 1999 and 2004, and worth 1.7% of the total broadcasting revenue of free-to-air broadcasters. Pioneered in Hollywood, where big box office hits such as James Bond movies promoted BMW bikes and Amiga watches, product placement has moved to TV. The series Desperate Housewives was paid to use a Buick car in one storyline, while another US series is said to have included more than 7,000 items of product placement. Though many of these have already found their way onto Europe's TV screens, the European Commission says that only one nation, Austria, has comprehensive rules in place to define product placement and permit it under certain conditions. Under the Commission proposal, which needs the backing of the EU member states and MEPs, tobacco and prescription drugs would not be allowed, but there would be no general restrictions on alcohol advertising. There would be no product placement in news and current affairs, and broadcasts aimed at children. A Commission document argues Europe's unclear, disparate rules on product placement, or in some cases, a lack of rules, have so far prevented audiovisual content producers from making use of this important means of financing. The move has caused concern among some MEPs, however. Philip Whitehead, a Labour Euro MP and former TV producer, said, "If we switch to product placement, it is hard to see that this will be a small part of the mix. It will become, pretty quickly, a dominant element in it. Whatever people say about this having always been in the movies, it is soon going to become an indispensable part of TV stations' revenue. There is a danger that, where they are hooked on that revenue, they are unable to distinguish how far to go." The directive would also impose a limit of 12 minutes advertising per hour, but broadcasters would be able to choose when to insert commercials and would not be forced, as at present, to allow 20 minutes between breaks. Fin du texte numéro 10.